USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station after lifting off in a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It's the first SpaceX mission with a fully manned crew, taking them for a six-month stay aboard the ISS. The Crew Dragon capsule is now in Earth's orbit and is scheduled to dock with the ISS late Monday night. Michigan is the latest state to impose new coronavirus restrictions. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced the new measures Sunday night, closing restaurants to indoor dining and ending in-person classes for high schools and colleges. Gyms are allowed to stay open but cannot offer group classes, while entertainment facilities like theaters and bowling alleys are being closed down again. The order takes effect on Wednesday and will last for 3 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
As a hand recount is underway in Georgia, President Donald Trump is calling into question their methodology. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
With the integrity of the American elections on the line, transparency from those in charge of the votes in battleground states appears not to be a concern. President Trump tweeting the current Georgia recount as a waste of time. The complaint is voter fraud, as Georgia officials are not showing matching signatures during the count. Mainstream media and Joe Biden claim it's the most secure election in American history. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the Caribbean Sea, Iota is now a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Central America. Hurricane warnings are in effect all along the eastern coast of Nicaragua and the northeastern coast of Honduras. Iota is moving slowly towards shore, and forecasters say it could strengthen into a Category 4 storm by the time it makes landfall on Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Disease experts are warning Americans that they have to do what they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus, even with a vaccine on the horizon. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A top health official at the University of Minnesota is issuing a dire warning about the nation's battle against the coronavirus. Dr. Michael Osterholm telling NBC's Meet the Press,
"Our future is in our hands. And right now, for at least the next 3 weeks, because cases are already in the, we would say, in the pipeline, meaning they're already infected, these numbers are going to go way up. Our job is to imagine what the world could be like if we do make the changes we need to make. We're going to be heading to a vaccine in the next few months, but in the meantime, we are in a very dangerous period, the most dangerous public health period since 1918. And if we don't basically take important steps like stop swapping air with our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, we're going to see these numbers grow substantially."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dustin Johnson cruised to a final round 4-under-68 to complete his domination at Augusta National. Johnson took home his first Masters Championship Sunday by finishing the weekend with a record-low 20 shots under par. That broke the previous record of 18-under set by Tiger Woods in 1997 and tied by Jordan Spieth in 2015. The green jacket caps a career year for Johnson, who also won the FedEx Cup and was named the PGA Tour Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.